I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Betcha, 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 bitch.
Betcha, bitch, betcha, bitch.
Betcha, 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 bitch. Betcha, betcha,
betcha, bitch. Betcha, bitch.
Betcha, 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 bitch.
Hello!
I'm Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And this is Batch Bitch. It's the podcast where we talk about The Bachelor and our lives. And Danielle's well aware that I had a coffee today. And I also had a coffee yesterday. And my body can't really handle caffeine. So that is what the next hour to hour and a half will be.
So yeah, so Naomi will be extremely excitable. I'm going to say maybe she'll go into some sort of rage-fueled... I don't really know if there's anything. Oh no, there is to get angry about. I think in a bit, but not for this first
great
bit.
Woo!
Which leads us into perfect introduction, Danielle. And no, I'm not going to be rambling at all today. We're talking first of all the Bachelor in Paradise finale.
Wow! Obviously, last week we did not get to the last episode, but I'm sure a lot of you were relieved because the last episode of Bachelor in Paradise is notoriously boring.
So boring.
Yes.
Should we just? I don't even know if there's anything to talk about, really. Is there?
Well, Kiki found out more bad stuff, like that Kieran had lied to her about or something, and was like, "What the fuck?" And then they decided to leave Paradise.
Yes. Together.
And then they really turned on Kieran. They showed a title card being like, they left trying to make it work. And then after like 2 weeks, Kieran just stopped talking to Kiki. So
yeah, they didn't do that for anybody else who left.
No. They did it. I remember they did it for Ali to show that she would be being the new bachelorette. After she was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Well, God, let's hope Kieran isn't the next Bachelor after this current one.
I doubt it. I don't think people would be happy about it.
No.
Anyway, all the other couples were like, ah! And what happened? We know that
Connor and Mary are happy in Tasmania?
Yes. Well, I think, what did we say? Oh, yeah. And then, yeah. They're happy in Tasmania. What's the other couple that's still together? Glenn and Alicia.
Glenn and Alicia. Matt and Renee are not still together, right?
Yeah. R.I.P. Apparently he ghosted her as well.
He ghosted her?
Well, he dumped her by a text message, actually.
What the hell? If anybody was going to ghost, I thought it was going to be Renee. I really did not think she gave a shit about Matt, to be honest. I thought she was just like, I'm 1 week out of a relationship that I really got fucked over in. Yeah. I just want to kind of make Kieran somewhat jealous.
I think she was like ready for something new where someone doesn't treat me like shit. Anyway, she got dumped over text. And because he'd like started seeing, he met someone else or something, but they couldn't see each other. And she said that was hard for him.
Okay.
He needs
to be around
someone.
Hard for everybody. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry and congratulations to those couples. You know, yes. I think Connor and Mary will actually last. And I hope that Glenn and Alicia will last. There was some, I can't remember if this is true or not, but there was some article that said that they did break up a bit after Fiji, and then Glenn made out with Eleanor and Alicia made out with Scott, and then they got back together. Or
yeah,
something like that. I cannot confirm or deny, but I read it in like the Daily Mail or some shit.
That's of course.
So it's gotta be true.
I need to quickly read something that we got sent in messages because I saw it come up on my phone, but I you know sometimes how I don't like read all the messages.
Yeah, you're notorious for that.
Yes, okay. I've seen what it says and we will be talking about it coming up. Okay, so...
Great. I'm so glad you did that on the pod.
Well, I'm sorry. I forgot about it until just then. Okay. Oh, bless definitely you. Don't need to edit anything out from just then.
Woo! Let's just go. Let's party. I love this manic energy that we've created in the studio today. Okay. Sorry. I speak in TikTok comment formats now. Do you know what I hate about TikTok? Here's what? Something. The kids, there's this comment. If someone might diagnose this as a manic episode, but I swear it's just coffee. They all comment, they have this thing where if there's like a funny video and then like there's a cup of coffee in it that gets spilled, they'll comment, it's the cup of coffee for me. Like that's the thing that made them laugh. But it's got to the point now where I'll just see like a joke TikTok with a punchline and then they'll be like, it's the punchline for me. And I'm like, yeah, obviously that's the thing that makes you laugh. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Stop commenting that, TikTok kids. They're not listening.
You need to delete they're TikTok. They're on TikTok. Okay.
I think it's funny. Okay. I've got nothing else going on now. I've got so little going on. I invited you and you turned me down. I did a Zoom cocktail hour yesterday. And I themed it country club because I wanted to drink Pimm's and put my hair up.
I'm sorry, okay? I told you in the message. I said, thank you so much for inviting me, but Zooms give me anxiety.
Well, I honestly knew you were going to say no, but I was like, she would want to know and be invited. Am I right about thank that?
You. Yes, I do want to feel like I'm invited, but I just feel like, you know, with the Zooms, how if there's like a bunch of people in, I feel like it's very easy for everybody to talk over the top of everybody.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is something that would stress me out.
Oh, right. I just sit back and soak it in, you know? I love it.
Did you have a coffee?
A nice little Pimm's cup.
Did you put all the cucumbers and stuff in it? Yes, I think you did.
Yeah, cucumber, orange, mint. I put in my little pearl earrings. Doubt they're real pearls. Can't verify at all.
Did you get the mint from your garden? Do you have mint in your garden?
No. Actually, my mum gave me some mint plants, but I haven't checked on them. They might be dead. I've really got to mow my lawn.
Do you have a mower?
No. I haven't touched it since we moved in, but so I don't know what to do.
I don't know if you're allowed to get anybody over at the moment.
You're not.
Can you go to the Brunswick Tool Library? Sorry, the whatever suburb you live in, Tool Library, and rent out a
I don't know
a whippersnapper
that exists, but I'll
it
do
does.
It. I mean, I'm not going to get a whippersnapper. That's just for edges. That'd be crazy. I'm not going to whippersnap a whole lawn.
You've got a tiny yard.
I guess I could whippersnip the whole thing, but then what do I have to like vacuum up the grass? What do I do with it?
You just put it in your garden beds or put it into your thingy thing that makes mulch or whatever it is you've got.
The compost bin.
Yeah, I guess. You could pop it in there maybe. I don't know.
Stuff in the compost bin and then what? We've just been putting stuff in the compost bin for 4 months now. I don't know what to do after that.
Don't you just get the juice out the side or something and then put it in your garden?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've had a cylinder. Compost bin.
Anyway... So, okay. All right. So, here's the thing. This is probably going to be the most fucking boring season of The Bachelor. I already feel it. It's supposed to at least be exciting at the start. Come on. This is the worst.
I mean, to be fair, I always think the first two episodes are extremely boring. Because it's always just like, we're introducing people and I don't care about any of them yet. But in saying that, this is pretty boring, especially the first date.
Oh my God.
But, let's.
And the format is different. They don't have in the second episode, there's no rose ceremony.
Oh yeah.
Do you notice this? And that means that they are stretching it out. So not only is this more boring than other seasons, but because of coronavirus, I assume, they have to stretch it out over, like, less content into more episodes.
no.
Because they don't have as much.
No, you even told me, or other people told us, the newspapers told us that they nearly cancelled this season because it was so boring.
Yeah, that's hearsay, but yes, and I am not surprised. I'm starting to think it's true.
I saw all the ads for this season, as everybody did, because we were watching Bachelor in Paradise and they were on in between every ad break, and I felt sorry immediately for all the women who'd signed up for this. Because this man, yes, he's from Survivor. Does that mean every single activity has to be extreme sports? No. But also, seemingly, he owns an extreme sports company in Bali or something like that. But at the same time,
you have to be interested in it, wouldn't you?
I don't want to do that. All these women would have immediately found that out and been like, no, thank you.
Never tell them that you're scared of extreme sports. Tell them you would do it. But, you know, whatever. You don't act passionate about it. Don't act passionate against it. That is my advice.
I say,
or you will end up having to jump out of a fucking plane.
Don't ever do anything you don't want to do. I knew at my Kai Action Challenge camp when I was in year 7 that I did not want to climb up that goddamn tower to the top and jump off, okay? I'm not doing it. I'm going to shit my pants right here watching you, okay? Also, you all look fucked in that thing, that harness that's pushing up your dick area, okay? Everybody looks fucked in those pant things.
Yes, queen. And that's why we love you. An empowered queen. You know what scares me? This is a weird thing that scares me. I see it every now and then. Someone posts it on Twitter. This thing that doesn't exist called a euthanasia coaster. Have you seen that?
What the fuck is that? A euthanasia
coaster. It's a theoretical roller coaster that someone designed, and it goes up, 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 up really high, and then it goes down really fast, and then it just loops, and then the loops get smaller, and so there's like 5 loops that get progressively smaller, and the point is that it kills you. And I get so anxious when I think about it. But it is the thing that is obviously never going to happen to me. Like, I'm just scared that I'll accidentally go on it and someone will have accidentally made the euthanasia coaster and I'll accidentally die. None of that's ever going to happen, but it freaks me out.
So it's a roller coaster that could kill you? Is that...
The intention of it is to kill you because of the forces on your body.
If Lockie was depressed, though, this is the way to go.
Oh, fuck yeah. This is the way... Absolutely, this is the way to go. It'd be exhilarating. But then you'd be dead!
And we wouldn't have this season. Anyway, Lockie, he says, what do we say when we're base jumping? 3, 2, 1. And then he meets the first girl, who is Steph. She's 26
from
Geelong. That's
so lame. You know, my parents used to skydive. And I used to go along every second weekend. My mum and my stepdad, they met skydiving. And they would be teaching people to skydive. And I would go along and I would know all the chants. So I would help all the people that were learning to skydive. Did you know that?
Do you want to hear the chant? I do love it. Yes, do the chant for me, please.
I forget how it starts. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Go jump from the plane. From the plane.
No, it's power off out you get, which means the engine's off, so you have to go out on the wing.
Oh, no, thank you.
Power off out you get, and then you go look in, look up, look out, look in, go. So you have to look in to make sure it's okay, and then you look out, and then you go. And then you go arch 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Check your handle, look, grab, pull, check arch. So there you go. If you ever want to skydive now,
and
you
do
can.
Can you do that in a chant for me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Power off, out you get. Look in, look up, go. Arch 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000. Check, look, grab, pull, check arch.
Beautiful.
You like that?
That is beautiful.
That is not tandem. No, that's nothing sounds worse to me than that. My sister, we used to go all the time. My sister, when you're 14, you can do a tandem. And when you're 16, you can do solo.
That's
And awesome. So my sister, when she was 16, she did a tandem jump. And she's like compared to me, she's like a normal size person.
Yeah.
And we got like the video, the guy who took her, I forget his name, but he was very cool, but he did a video. And in the video, you can see that when he pulls on the chute, you know, check, look, grab, pull, check, check, arch. He like grabbed her, like he just sort of wrapped his arms around her when the chute like pulled them.
Yeah.
To a gliding pace or whatever. Yeah. And that was like, he was like just a little bit worried that she might fall out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was just worried that I would just like literally fall out and die. And it just did not interest me at all.
Yeah. I sort of, my friends made me do it. Well, I didn't, actually, they just sort of said, we want to go skydiving. And it was like when I didn't, like, I lived in Switzerland, I was living in London, so I didn't really...
when did you live in Switzerland?
I didn't really know that many people in London, so I just decided to go as well. So we all went skydiving in Switzerland, but we did it out of, like, a helicopter. And there was this moment, and it was terrifying. I remember jumping out of the helicopter, and, you know how you're spinning? And I looked down, and the helicopter blades were below me because I was upside down. And that was the scariest moment of my life.
You thought you were going to fall into them?
Yeah, I thought I was going to get chopped up.
That's spooky.
Anyway, so he meets Steph, who believes in soulmates, and they joke about, I can't read my own word. Oh, they burritos? Joke about burritos. Yes. Yeah. I'm gonna be honest,
I didn't write many notes about any of these women.
Did you write
notes for all of them?
I wrote notes for some of the ones that we saw. I don't really understand why. I think this is a phenomenon that, like, liking spice and liking hot foods makes you, like, a cool girl.
It does if you're white.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not cool.
And he loves a girl with a burrito. Loves a girl
but
that
then another girl, bring whose name I haven't got written down, brings him a chili to eat.
Yes. Because she's also a cool girl. Duh. Don't you know? Izzy is also a cool girl because she's got that. She also has asthma, which I love because she, because there's a point where she says, I didn't realize she had asthma. I was looking away or something. And she said, if a man hasn't made you had an asthma attack from laughing, he's not funny. And then I was like,
oh, shit. One second. Sorry, pause.
Okay. That's all right. Okay. Well, Naomi's going to do something. I don't know what she's doing. She's just completely run away from the computer. But I guess I better write down the time to edit this out. She's doing the editing this week. 16 minutes 40 something. But she's just getting something delivered. Who knows? I'm supposed to have a delivery coming. Don't see me running away from my computer. Here she comes. Hello, I've written down the time for you to edit.
Okay, cool. So so take out the silence, but keep in that banging sound. That was Mark who didn't take a key with him. So I thought he was like doing, so I don't know what I thought he was doing. I did not realize he was just at the front door banging on it the whole time. Anywho, so what were you saying?
Izzy, she said the thing about how, like, if a man hasn't made you have an asthma attack from laughing, he's not funny. And then she laughs at... Okay, I like Izzy because straight after the chat she has with him, she's being interviewed and she makes a joke to herself and then she laughs so hard that she starts coughing and has to take a inhaler. And I love that so much.
Bless her.
That was funny TV.
That's funny. I mean, I don't remember it happening, but I guess that's good. We see Nicole. She's wearing a sort of showgirl outfit. She's got feathers on her head.
Yeah, I think it's like a Brazilian. Isn't it like one of those ones? Or is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I thought it was like one of those Brazilian dresses that Rio? They wear at like Carnival or something. Mm. Yeah.
And they dance. So what have we learned about Lockie so far? He doesn't like spice. Mm-hmm. And he can't dance.
Yes.
Stereotype much. And then there's a nurse who comes. Can't remember her name.
Irina.
She takes his pulse.
Yes.
Very exciting. And then Maddie comes. She's a teacher.
These are the quality of notes that I've written.
Well, that's good. We I think after that, then we have Ariba. She's 25. She's, I think it's a home loan officer. And she's a boss at work, a boss at home, and a boss in the relationship.
She said, boss a lot.
She is a boss. And she also says that in a relationship, 80% she's the boss. I wonder where the other 20% is. I think that's what she was hinting
at. Oh, and you mean in bed?
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Danielle's winking. Did she wink?
I don't know, but I assume...
A boss in the streets, a sub in the sheets.
I think that's what it was getting at. She's like, a bottom. I think the editing, yeah.
She's a bottom.
And then Lockie says, I don't know how that's going to work. I do whatever I want, whenever I want, which I don't like. You got to tell
me. How dare this man think he has autonomy, honestly?
Tell me what's happening and I'll approve or disapprove, okay? Then we have Rosemary, whose defining feature at the moment is that she loves penguins. And cool. She's wearing the penguin outfit. And then...
Yeah. Now, we'll touch more on this later, but one of the many exciting trailers for this show showed... what's her name again? I've already... Rosemary. In the penguin costume, and they're like, what does Rosemary do? What is the move? And they're like, oh my God, that's such a move. What a move. The penguin suit move, which was very exciting, but we'll get to that later. We'll get to her move later.
Okay, so we're going to build up the move is what we're going to do. Okay.
Well, we're going to like the show. We're building up the move.
Okay, well, then the next person we have is Zoe Claire.
Who, now, you might be surprised or not surprised to learn that I immediately fell in love with her.
Why?
Because she's beautiful and they're editing her to be the bitch.
Okay, well, all of these women are beautiful.
Yeah, but...
So, there, did you think about that, Naomi?
There's something about her, man.
Anyway, she opens a... She wants to show him her special trick, which is opening a beer with her teeth, but he sort of beats her to it, and then he opens up both their beers with teeth.
That's rude.
Yeah, it was just a weird... It was a weird thing, because partly he's like... Zoe was like, most people are too scared to do this. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, you fuck your teeth up.
Don't do that to you. Teeth are, like, really expensive.
I cannot emphasize to you how few of the things you're mentioning I even saw. I don't know what I was doing.
You were too busy getting lost in her hair or something. Clearly.
This was the night that we just watched The Masked Singer live. So yes. I was distracted. I had a lot of energy.
It was too. Was it? No, I don't think it was.
Yeah, it was. Absolutely was.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, if you are.
Because I had to go back and watch the start of it because I just tuned in after the... Anyway, so she's villain number one. Now we have villain number two, who is Laura.
Yes.
And someone said that she... One of our followers said that she looks like me, which is wrong. She just has brown hair and a mole on her face. And I'll thank you not to, I don't have words.
Can I tell you a secret?
What?
I saw that message, knew you would hate the comparison, said you would love the comparison, then sent you a screenshot of me saying, yes, Naomi does look like Laura.
You did that on purpose? To rile you up,
yeah.
Oh, I got so riled up, man.
I thought it was funny, and you've got to admit, seeing your reaction, it really did. It did make me laugh a lot.
I've got to admit that you laughed. great job. Anyway, they're painting her as this like snob bitch, which is just boring to me, to be honest. She's just like, I like expensive things. And that is her role.
Yeah. They do like a chatterbox, and it's the question is the one that they showed on the ads, which is when we're together, how much will you spend on my birthday present? And then he just asks her what's the most she's ever had spent on her birthday present And she says a Louis Vuitton purse. And then we see a headshot of like a cut to her, and she says she's never been to Bali and she thinks it's dangerous and gross. And I the thing with this is I don't understand why, like, I understand that it's like maybe you don't like hearing those types of things and stuff, but also those people have a place in the world. And also I think it is funny because you know that that person's just there to be a villain in the show. You yeah. know that they're not going to steal your man. So you should be happy. What you don't want is more Bellas, okay?
Yeah, you don't want more Bellas.
Bellas are the competition. Laura isn't the competition. She's there purely for TV edit.
So Bella is who I actually look like. And I sent a comparison shot to Danielle and she said, agreed. It was impossible to tell us apart, really.
Do you know what happened is I, in my mind... Okay, I knew that you weren't going to like Laura, the Laura comparison. And so I sent it through. And then immediately after, Bella was on TV and I was trying to get a photo of Bella to be like, you look like her, because I knew you'd be obsessed with Bella and want to look like Bella. And then you immediately sent through a photo of her being like, I'm more like this. And then I was just like, yes, Naomi.
I don't want to be simplified because of the mole on my face. If you're going to... oversimplify me, please do it with my big brown eyes, thank you. She looks like a walking Disney princess. She does. She's so beautiful. And she pins a little heart on his sleeve. Something about wearing your heart on your sleeve. Someone did message in and point out that that is a move from Gossip Girl, which yes. makes it extremely lame in my opinion to redo. Yes. And that is coming from a girl who dressed up as a Gossip Girl girl for Muck Up Day. So,
yes. Also, apparently this, I don't know if this was from a different person who wrote in, but they said that, also she looks exactly like, Blair Waldorf as well. So that makes it more embarrassing.
Is coming in. And there's some blonde girl who realizes he's from Survivor, and then that's how all the girls find out he's from Survivor. And then she just keeps saying that she swears on her eyebrows that he's from Survivor. And she says it like fucking 10 times.
I love that because she loves her eyebrows. She loves her eyebrows. Can we say, though, her eyebrows are kind of just normal eyebrows.
It's not like she's like, who's that woman who was in Requiem for a Dream?
I have not seen that movie.
Whatever. She has good eyebrows. It's not like she's her. She's like blondish. Her eyebrows aren't like a statement piece. But I mean, they're not bad either. They're just fine. They're nice, fine eyebrows. I mean, I'm happy for her that she likes her eyebrows.
Making eyebrows like a defining thing is one of those things where it's like, oh no, that opens you to criticism about your eyebrows.
Yeah. I mean, she's not Jennifer Connelly.
I don't know who that is.
She's from Requiem for a Dream.
Oh.
Just Googled it. But she, I always, before, because I have kind of big eyebrows, not by today's standards, but back when everyone had like super thin eyebrows, I had quite like bushy eyebrows. And I remember seeing her on screen and being like, she's got big eyebrows, but they look good. And it was crazy to me. It was crazy to me that she was just walking around with eyebrows like that and pulling it off. Yeah. And now everyone and their freaking cat is doing that. Okay. Am I coming off extremely unwell in this episode?
No. You just really getting off topic a lot. But that is fine.
It's because there's nothing to talk about with this show.
I'm great at reining it in and keeping it concise.
Absolutely.
Definitely never go off topic.
So we've met all the girls at this point.
Yeah. Oh, yes? except for the last one.
Who's that?
Which is Bella.
Well, I just said Bella.
Oh, yeah, you did, but you got it in the wrong order, but that's fine.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess I'll just go freaking jump into traffic. So he comes and he talks to everyone, mm-hmm. and he's like, hi, guys, and then he takes Rosemary away for the first chat. And then a few of the other girls are, like, pissy because she just wore a penguin costume, and they were like, oh, I didn't realize...
I just had to wear a penguin costume.
Yeah.
Okay, but you wouldn't. I wouldn't. If I was going in, I would not be wearing the penguin costume.
Well, that's the thing, right? People say, I could have done that. Well, guess what? You didn't. That's what modern art is. Modern art is, I could have done that, but you didn't. So
What I'm saying is that Rosemary is a performance artist and she is winning. Anyway, here's where we get to Rosemary's big move, which is exactly what I thought it was going to be. She takes the penguin costume off and she's wearing a nice gown underneath.
Just a normal one. Not like a showstopper.
No. And they dedicate about 10 seconds of the show to this, her taking it off and one person saying to come in a penguin costume and then do that is such a move. How many ads did we see about this freaking move? I felt so gaslit by the show. I'm like, is she going to do something else?
Yeah. Because
they just used the word move. Surely that's not the move. Everyone and their cat. Sorry, that's my thing today. They would have known that obviously she's going to be wearing something nice underneath. Like, people have done that before.
Yeah, I thought maybe she was going to have like a ice princess outfit on underneath, like a little ice skating outfit or something. And then they'd have like an ice rink at the back and she could do like a little skate around. Like it was like a winter
thing. I mean, hasn't that also been done before?
Has it?
They had boats once. They had like remote control boats. I don't know if you remember that.
I think I do. I think I remember that. I don't know. Anyway, also, we've got to mention Osher came in and said there's a new worldwide first, which they do every season. It's just a triple threat rose. They get heaps of time with the Bachelor.
They just get a different coloured rose. They call it something slightly different. It means a slightly different thing. And then they call it a world first.
Yeah.
So it's a triple threat rose. You get a group date, you get a solo date, and then you get a Bachelor Mansion date. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, something. I don't know. I don't care. Really.
Neither do
I. It's quite boring. Anyway, so we get next up, we have he comes back in to tell all the girls he's going to try and get time to talk to each of them. And then Zoe Claire says, well, if you're going to have chats with people, I'll have a chat with you. Mm-hmm. Zoe Claire is 23 from Queensland and the redhead Naomi is in love with.
She's very beautiful. Yes. I think that's worth pointing out.
She looks like a model.
Beautiful. Like sure she is a model.
She looks like one of those models that would be used to be like in a fairy garden for like that, I don't know, like some, you know, like in Vogue or something. You know, like a model.
She has the bone structure, which we'll talk more about in a moment.
yes. Anyway, so she's having a chat with the Bachelor and then Ariba, she comes over and she sits down with them.
Yes, Ariba goes into, and remember, this happens every season. They say, we're all going to play nice, or they don't even agree to that. You have to start stealing him. There's not enough hours in a day, even though I'm pretty sure they filmed this first night over, like, 30 hours.
Yeah.
So Ariba goes in and interrupts, but just sits down, and it's a bit weird for a while, and then Zoe's like, well, maybe I'll just have a few more minutes with him and then I'll come grab you. And then she's like, and he's like, maybe I'll just talk to Ariba and I'll see you more later. So she does end up usurping the time.
Yes. Now, so first of all with this, everybody has to do this. Throughout the rest of the season, this is going to happen at every cocktail party.
Happens every time.
It happens constantly. You do have to interrupt people to get time. And as you'll see throughout this episode, throughout the entire episode, everybody's constantly interrupting everybody else to try and get time with the Bachelor. It is what it is. It's how it works. Get over it, Zoe Claire.
Okay, well, let's remember Zoe Claire is 23. She's on television for the first time. And she's clearly had a little bit to drink.
That is true. She is very clearly sloshed.
Maybe more than a little bit. I'm sorry. I don't know why they didn't put this in the promo because this was amazing to watch. And I say this with great respect because remember what I said, she's very beautiful. But Zoe gets very upset that she was interrupted by Ariba. I want to point out, I think Ariba is the only non-white person in the show.
I think there may be an Asian woman. And I think there's also a...
She's definitely... in the minority. Yes.
And I think there's also maybe like somebody who is Hawaiian because they have a lei.
Obviously, you know, there's not a lot of people who look like Ariba on The Bachelor.
No, she's the only person who is like brown.
Yes.
Essentially.
So Zoe Claire gets very upset.
Yes.
And she says, you know what? I have the whole transcript here, courtesy of Punky.
Yes, please read it out.
So I'm going to... Because
it is genuinely...
Oh, God, it's quite long.
It's crazy.
But it's good.
Yes.
Okay, so here's what happened. The Zoe Claire rant. I think after Ariba stole Lockie from me, to me it's disrespectful. I don't understand why out of everyone here she'd pick me. Honestly, I get it. I'm the only redhead in the whole house. And the rest of them, I think the only colours are blonde, brunette, then there's me. I think that's exactly why Ariba targeted me. Of course, the redhead. It's just not appropriate. What's wrong with a ranger? I'm sorry. Do you want me to dye my hair every 10 seconds? I'm so sorry, but this is natural, guys. This is not going anywhere. Now, obvious, I'm going to keep going because there's a lot more.
Yes.
But it's obvious that she has some insecurities. She probably has been, like, she's definitely been bullied for having red hair. But, like, the reason it's funny is because she's perfect looking.
Yeah.
And she's
also,
you know, like, if she strayed a bit more from cultural norms or, you know, wasn't white, like, you know,
yeah.
But she's so white that she has red hair. Anyway,
yeah,
okay.
She's trying to make herself
I don't care
a minority,
if
but she's doing this to a minority. Yeah.
I mean, I guess mathematically she is technically a minority in this house, but, you know, I would be a mathematical minority in the house because I'm, like, under 5'2", but, you know, chill out. It's not real. I don't care if you're black, white, caramel, whatever, ranga. I want to be, like... You know what? We can win. We can win because I'm not blonde. I'm not brunette. I understand the blonde thing. People feel like they... I've never had anyone talk about me being a brunette. Like, that's a position of privilege.
No.
I'm not anything other than what I am. I'm not going to pretend to be. And I'm me. And if he likes me, then fucking awesome. I don't need someone being rude and being like, I'm just going to sit down. There's no level of respect. I don't want to go through this experience being different because this sounds so stupid, but because of the color of my goddamn hair, and that sucks, the color of my complexion. The one time that I can walk in something and I'm not, and I'm like, no one has my hair, no one has my bone structure, no one has my body, and they don't, that's not a lie, they don't, but you're still different, you're still a fucking ranger at the end of the day, and that sucks because they think no matter what, oh, it's fine, she's different. Like, did Ariba do it to any of the blonde girls, any of the brunette girls? No. I'm just thinking about Ariba looking at Zoe Claire and being like, she's the one that's different. It doesn't make sense. Okay, sorry, I'm still going. You know what? I'm proud of being a ranger. I'll be a ranger until the day I die. We are more striking than any other human this worth that walks this earth. Don't have our blue eyes or a brown or our green eyes that can literally stop traffic. You sure as shit don't have our hair. I'm not going to bite my tongue anymore. The way people treat girls and men with red hair needs to end right now.
Okay. So this might be the best thing that's ever happened on Australian reality TV, courtesy of some booze, because...
Oh, courtesy of a lot of booze. She's clearly drunk. She's not that old. And there is a point where a producer says, like, did someone say something to you or, like, approach you about it? And she goes, no. Now, if there's... Maybe someone did make a joke about her red hair.
Yeah.
You know? That is possible. But... Dude, I don't think it's about the red hair, or it is about that she needs therapy for it because she's got this a huge victim complex about the color of her hair, which again is only funny because she is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my entire life. And like, there's no way she doesn't walk through life not understanding how a lot of other people.
Yeah, have it. I don't really understand. Like, I understand if maybe she was like a kid and. Maybe she was, like, one of those gangly kids or something with the red hair, and maybe she was, like, treated poorly then. But I feel like her adult life would have been blessed.
I feel oppressed compared to, like, if she was, like, your sister or something and you had to walk around with her, you would feel oppressed.
Yeah.
Just in the difference of treatment that you
also on her Instagram, seemingly, like, last year and as far back as her Instagram goes, she's had blonde hair.
Oh, so she's a fucking liar.
Wait,
so she's a liar. there.
I just mean like maybe it's also a thing. Maybe she's seeing. Maybe she was treated differently with the blonde hair, and she's gone
red again. And she's like, everyone. At the end of the day, you're still a fucking rainbow.
Yeah, like maybe she's getting slightly less attention or something. But I feel like people love red. I don't think adults care about hair color.
I can't remember the last time I heard the word ranger. Honestly, like in this century, what is going on? She's so beautiful. It doesn't
matter. I guess is she? She's from the Gold Coast, isn't she? So maybe it's a bit more weird up there, or maybe she's got to worry about her skin a bit more. Like maybe she's more like sunscreeny, and I don't know.
I guess being pretty pale is not in at the moment, since you've got people like Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande essentially trying to change their race one shade of tan.
Maybe that's why she's angry at Ariba. She's the color she wants to be. A beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. Be right. It's odd. I hope that she feels better about it. I hope she isn't getting too bullied, but it is.
I can't imagine an adult getting bullied. It's hard to watch. It cannot.
I'm sure she's getting bullied now. Yeah.
Oh, definitely now. Now she said that insane rant. I feel bad because she's so drunk on TV and she's so young.
Yeah.
But.
And honestly, she's right. No one does have her bone structure. She's very pretty.
Yeah. But also.
I'll stop talking about
part of me was sort of like I was blaming it on her being young. But also at the same time, I'm like, wasn't Abby 23 when she went into The Bachelor? Like.
Yeah, but I just think you, like...
Everybody ages different, I guess.
Yeah, you're just probably more likely to have more insecurities. Yeah,
but they absolutely cast her for this, like, for this type of thing. Because I think it's funny when we go on the date later. It is very funny, I think.
Who does?
Well, we haven't got to that yet. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, my God, Naomi. Arena is talking to Lockie, and she listens to his heart.
Cool. Okay.
Laura is upset because he's literally my boyfriend, and he's talking to Irina. Very funny. It's very funny to end the first episode when you haven't even spent alone time with a man say he's literally my boyfriend. That's funny. I like Good Laura. Bit. I think she's a funny character to have around.
Hasn't made me laugh yet, but I'm open to it.
Listen to her. Don't listen to her tone. I think Laura may have had some Botox or some fillers, and now her face can't move, so you can't tell if she's joking or not.
Right. Okay.
I think she's very funny if you, like, listen to the words and think they're all a joke. I will
listen to the words. If you just think she's a joke, it's funny.
If you think, no, not she's a joke. If you think she's just making jokes, very funny.
Yeah, well, I don't dislike her, I have to say. Like, that's clearly what the editing wants you to think, is that she's, like, annoying and a rude snob, but I just feel no way about her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, also, she says she's Which a I think snob. Is that's, good. That's, like, that's a type of thing that exists, so it's fine, as long as you know it. I don't want to see a snob pretending they're not a snob. I want to see a snob owning
My
being
only
a
problem
snob.
Is that if you had that money, why would you spend it on Louis Vuitton when you could spend it on a stylist who would find you cool, unique shit instead of just buying a bag just because everybody else has it and it's got that, no offense, like ugly brown and black print? Louis Vuitton print is ugly. I'm sorry. You're just like literally being like, I have the money to spend on this. It's a waste. Yeah,
it is very like That's Paris my one criticism. Hilton 2002.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, 2007, well, but know. Yeah. It's also, I guess you could spend that money on like local organizations to like help people in your area too. That's another valid
criticism. But if you
want to
spend it on things.
If you want to spend it on yourself, like a really selfish person, then at least do it in a cool way.
Okay, Lockie has a chat with Bella and they're talking for a long time and everybody's like, oh, she's a Disney princess. Oh, he's talking with her.
Who cares?
And then they do, Nicole does the dirty dancing lift with Lockie.
I have no memory of anything you're talking about. That is how exciting the show is to me. I think I just dissociated constantly. The next thing I have is Zoe Claire. I think I'm just watching because Zoe Claire's on TV. Yeah. She walks up to Ariba, drunker, even drunker at this point, and Zoe was just sitting on the couch and Zoe Claire's like bending down over her and just telling her that her behavior was not appropriate and that she shouldn't have interrupted her. Like, it is so far beyond what actually happened now at this point. That I'm just worried for Zoe. And I'm not worried for Ariba because Ariba can tell this is insane and is just laughing because I'm glad that she's not taking it personally because it's crazy. Yeah.
She also says, like, she's like, what you did was not appropriate, okay? It was rude. But then she says, and you also kind of look like a mole.
You kind of look like a mole. Okay. And then Ariba's just sitting there eating some kind of sandwich, like, that she's clearly got from, like, the snack table. It's, like, in the, plastic, like, plastic casings, like, similar to the ones you buy at 7-Eleven. She's just minding her own business, really. I really like Ariba.
Yeah, her smiling at this is, like, and her laughing is so funny to me.
Thank God, because it's an insane situation. Ariba shouldn't feel bad at all about any of this. Even if she made a joke about you being a redhead, I'm sorry. That's like, I feel like it's the equivalent of like just like a person of color making a joke about someone being white. It's like, you are. Like, get over it. It doesn't. And then Zoe says, you act like a mole. I call you out on being a mole.
All right.
Zoe needs to go to bed.
She does. And I think she did get taken to bed, didn't she?
She did get to bed because later in the rose ceremony, she's not there. And Asha says, Zoe Claire has taken ill, which means she's getting her stomach pumped or something.
It sounds like a very old-timey way of saying it.
Yeah, it does.
Like what you'd say at a party when somebody's giving smelling salts to somebody to wake them up.
She's got some kind of disease they didn't have vaccinations for in that century. And anyway, luckily, Lucky gives her a rose. So she does disappear. But
the producers definitely needed her to stay around.
Well, also, if I was Lucky, I'd give her a rose.
Quickly, the triple threat rose gets bought out, which I think... Anyway, the triple threat rose gets pulled out, and then there's a clip of Laura.
I want to describe the triple threat rose. I can't remember what color it is, but it's white rose, and they've clearly put it in a glass of water with some food dye in it to turn the edges a different color. And that is how they've gotten around the fact that they've used every different color of rose that exists to be this world first.
Well,
rose.
Have they done a gold dipped rose yet? People sell those for so much money. I don't really understand why anybody would want one. But, you know.
A gold dipped rose? Is it actual gold?
I think it's called like, I think it's called like an eternity rose or something. Is that what it's called? I see them on like Facebook Marketplace all the time because you know I'm obsessed.
Does it last? Does it freaking last?
Well, I assume so because it's a rose covered in gold.
But wouldn't it like... Would the rose decay underneath the gold?
Well, maybe, but the gold is metal, so it's not going to cave in on itself, is it?
I don't know why you're so mad about it.
Because you don't understand what an eternity rose is because you haven't spent enough time on Facebook Marketplace.
And you have spent too much time. Anyway, yeah, Nicole gets the triple threat rose. Yes.
And Laura thinks she's the underdog, which I think is funny just to mention.
I guess she is an underdog. If she ended up on top, you'd be like, good on her.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect it. That is true.
That makes you an underdog.
Next up, so we got, the rose ceremony. Should we just say
right,
who goes?
Pause, I gotta pee.
You're gonna pee
right,
now.
You say who goes, I go to pee. Well, why? Because we're about to go to the next
episode. Yeah, I know, but it's like, wait till I say who goes home, then we have a break between episodes. Oh, my God.
Okay, you literally said next episode, and then I said I gotta pee, and then you went, oh, wait.
Oh, yeah, I said rose ceremony. Quick. Nadine and Paige go home. Okay, now go for a pee.
Who's that? I don't care who they are.
I don't know
who they are. I don't care. Okay. I'm going to pee.
So,
oh, yeah, I have to edit it. Thanks for writing stuff down.
Yeah, I realized that you had not ticked on to that when you weren't writing, and I was like, I better write this down. So also, I thought I would let you know, one of the girls who left, Nadine and Paige, I saw an article. I don't know which one it was, but one of them has, it was like, the article was like, bad choice, Lockie. And then it was because one of them has a 100 kilo pet pig called Mr. Pickles.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That would be cute. I would love to have seen home visits with that pig.
Yeah, but can you take the pig to Bali?
I mean, I don't think, I don't know, probably. I reckon you could probably get it taken over there. I just don't think you'd be able to bring it back. But you could definitely take it to Perth, where he lives half the year. Or something.
The pig? Yeah. Oh, Lockie, you mean.
No, I mean the pig. You could take the pig to Perth.
No, I thought you meant the pig moves around throughout the year. How are they moving this pig? Well, we'll find a picture of the pig. Now, episode 2.
Yes.
Oh, this is so boring.
Date card.
Can we just speed through it? I don't
care. Yes, we can speed through it. Date card. Bella goes on a date. She's getting the Disney Princess edit. They're going on a boat on the harbor. They're going sailing. Lockie has a strength and honor tattoo on his chest. It is very big writing. Anyway, the Lockie Bella date.
I think it's important to know that the boat is on an angle.
Yes, it is on an angle. That's supposed to be like hot that she's able to do it on the angle. And I guess not tip the boat over or something. Anyway, amazing. They go for a swim in wherever they are, some source of water. And Lockie has never popped a bottle of champagne. He pops it. He doesn't like champagne. He likes beer. Sorry, then they swim. Then he said...
Like, everything he tells me about his... He seems very nice, but he doesn't like chili. He can't dance. He likes beer, not champagne. Like, I'm trying to think of what... Nothing is interesting. Nothing's interesting.
Yeah, but, like, you don't have to like everything that's not for you, you know? Lockie's not for you.
Yeah, but, like, champagne isn't for him and chili isn't for him and dancing isn't for him. But I feel like all I hear him say is that he's not interested in stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Maybe he just likes adventure
sports. I would like to hear what he's interested in that isn't extreme sport, because that doesn't appeal to me. But I can't... I have dated people before that have no personality. And even when they told me things that were so... were terrible things to have in a personality, I would be excited because at least it was an opinion, you know? And I'm talking about awful stuff, but I would be so excited because I would be like, finally, a thought rattling around in your head. And I haven't seen that from Lockie.
Did you like this bit, this editing? Where...
Of the champagne?
No, of the bit where he goes for a swim. He goes under the water and then he comes back up with a rose and it's wet. And then they cut and next second they've got him a dry, fresh rose because it obviously looks better on camera.
So apparently he's a diver and they hid the rose underwater or something.
Yeah, I guess so. But then they just gave him a new rose, so it doesn't matter.
But he swam, Danielle. He's a diver. What pissed me off is the scene of him trying to get the champagne open.
Yes.
And they edited it like it was the funniest thing that had ever happened on television. Because they're so desperate for something interesting to happen that they're trying to manufacture it. And he pops it and the cork goes in the water. And they're like, ha ha ha, whoops. And then I'm on Twitter and all the Bachelor and like Channel 10 accounts are like, ha ha ha, don't worry, someone went and got the cork, ha ha ha. And I couldn't help but retweet it. And I just wrote, LOL, because I was so mad at them for trying to pretend it was funny. Because I was pissed, and they're doing their best, and I shouldn't be angry at them. But the whole thing made me very pissed off.
Yes, I can tell.
You just have no interest in engaging with that.
No, I can't. I can't care. This is genuinely very boring. They kiss. Is this the first time a bachelor's ever kissed on the first date?
I don't know. Maybe. In Australia, maybe.
Because, yeah, I don't think Nick didn't kiss. I think his first date was with, I don't remember it. That Shannon. Oh, my God. Can you believe that? I know Bachelor stuff. Shannon. She was the lady who had the skateboard.
The sweet one.
And she does the poetry on her Instagram sometimes, which she may have deleted. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah. like ashy blonde.
Yeah.
Wow. Paints. What a memory.
I know. Can you believe that? Yeah, they got lowered off a helicopter into a lake or something. Like all those. I mean, thank God this wasn't extreme sports like that. Thank God. Okay.
Who was Matt Agnew's first date?
Oh, I don't remember that. Sorry. Do you remember?
No. Could probably find it in my notes if I went down far enough. But guess what? I don't care. But there is a good pattern of people ending up with the first person that they kiss. Yeah. So that bodes well for Bella.
Yes.
And it's usually, but they usually kiss on the second first date. Yeah. Like the second week.
Anyway, Bella refuses to tell the girls about a kiss. She says, a lady never tells, which I don't.
It's very obvious.
And then they have the photo shoot date with a group. It's a group date. Yeah, it's a group date. And they've put Zoe, Claire and Ariba on the same shoot because obviously you want the drama.
Yeah, they put them in like almost identical clothes as well, but they, so that they would have to directly compare themselves.
But
to
they put
other.
Zoe Claire in more flattering, in a more flattering dress. Yeah.
Did they?
Hers was like a sort of skin tight red number sequiny, and Ariba's was sort of like a baggy, bright, colourful one.
Yeah, tighten it up. What are you doing? What a waste.
Anyway.
Don't waste Ariba.
And then so they do that shoot and Zoe gets Lockie to pick her up on the table and, like, do sexy faces at each other.
Oh, and what a bitch. The editing is very much what a bitch. What a bitch touching him, making him touch her, asking him to pick her up. Oh, I'm furious.
Yeah, I mean, everybody would, like, Ariba would have done that if she had have thought of doing it first. Whoever was behind the counter would have thought to do that. Nicole would have
was playing the bartender.
Thought to do that.
Nicole doesn't need this, all right? She's got the triple threat, Rose. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. The next photo shoot is the family dinner photo shoot. And
it's so the setup is that it's he's meeting his girlfriend's family for the first time. I think Irina was playing the girlfriend. Yep. I can't remember who was playing any. Oh, Laura was playing the daughter. Someone else was playing
the stepsister or something. The, like, angry teenage sister.
Jealous. Yeah. The little bitch. Most notably, Steph was dressed as the father.
Yes. And
she's wearing a wig, a mustache.
I think there's, is it Megan? Is the other girl in this
I
Megan? If her name is Megan, the mum, that's who Jono went to school with. He went to school with that lady. I can't remember if her name is Megan or not. I think it's Megan. I'll confirm. But yeah, he went to school with her. She was like a few years below him or something, or maybe a year or so below.
Oh, there you go. I also know someone who knows Irina. Ah, so
it's closing in on us.
Inside goss. Yeah. Unfortunately, nothing interesting has happened yet that I've wanted to dive into. But Steph is dressed as the dad, and for a second they try and make out that she's upset about it because it's just her straight face. But obviously, she finds this very funny because it is, and she's honestly crushing. Yeah. She is so funny.
She's doing well. This would make you feel so much more comfortable to, like, be yourself, I think.
It's so funny. She just keeps saying stuff like, what are you saying to my wife? And, you know, daddy approves, but for daddy only.
Oh, when they do the...
Come on, that's just
when they do
dear.
The fake kiss between her and him and as the dads, that's my that's so good. That's the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Very
and then
funny.
When, like, Ariba and Lockie are sitting down and they're being, like, a bit touchy under the table with hands and stuff, Steph says, that's enough of that there, which is good. That's good, dad stuff. It's good dad gear.
I have to say I was actually watching the TV when this was happening, so I've got to thank Steph for that.
Yeah, I loved it. Laura was angry because of Steph stealing the show and then Irina being the girlfriend or whatever.
Can you believe how little attention I've paid to this? I thought Laura's name was Rachel for this entire time. I've written Rachel's not
happy. Oh, my God.
I don't know why. I thought her name was Rachel. I was talking to someone about it. They were like, I was like, someone said I look like this girl off The Bachelor and I don't. And they were like, what's her name? And I was like, trying to find her. I'm like, man, it's not Rachel.
And then there's another photo shoot, which is like shopping for an engagement ring, and Roxy is playing the fiance, and Rosemary, our penguin girl, is playing the shop assistant.
Yes.
And they just take turns trying to make eye contact.
Yeah,
with him.
This is the one where Roxy sort of, she ruined her own shoot by not being able to like look this stranger in the eye and pretend to be sexy with the stranger. And then Rosemary sort of like tried to take over the shoot by like being flirty with him, which is like, that's the name of this game. You got to try and do that. That's how you get the airtime. That's how you get him to pick you.
You got to flirt with a man. That's what they say about The Bachelor. Time to flirt with a man.
You can't be aloof. You need to be like a go-getter in this show. In this show, this is not treat him mean, keep him keen. This is not fade into the background. This show is put your hand on his face and make him look in your eyes and say, put your lips near my lips, you fucking dog, all right? Because I'm going to win this photo shoot. Yeah. I greased these lips up big time to look juicy for you. That's what you say.
In other words, suck his dick, get the ring. That's the name of this game. When Lockie is making eye contact with Rosemary, I write down a quote from Roxy. Roxy says to camera, she says, how about no?
Can I just say, you were talking about I can't remember what you said. You were saying something about suck the dick, get the ring. I was listening to that, to the WAP, that song.
Wet ass pussy.
I was listening to it and I just think it's so funny, those lyrics that are like about hitting the dangly bits or whatever they're called at the back of your throat. That made me laugh so much. It's like,
yeah, the uvula. Yeah,
I just think it's so funny to just say whatever it's called, the dangly bits.
I mean, it's better than saying uvula, isn't it? No one would know what you're talking about. But a lot of great metaphors in that song as well. The like macaroni in a pot, because you know the sound that makes.
Oh,
it's very okay. Good. As always, I'm a big fan of boy. Cardi B, and she is a comrade. You know, she's like Bernie Sanders' best friends. I don't know if you've ever seen them talk together. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Funny. Just Cardi B and this little old man. Love them. Okay, so the whole thing of this was whoever does the best photo shoot gets like a one-on-one photo shoot thing. So that's why they've all been competing like this. So they all come back together.
This upset me.
You? Yeah? Well, I guess they kind of lied.
They lied. And I was like, yes, I'm so excited for Steph to be able to get dressed up pretty now because she definitely won this date.
Yeah, she did. She crushed. But unfortunately, a woman just shows up in a wedding dress.
Yes.
Which is, it's always trouble. She's someone else now. And she's also vying for his heart. Yes. So there's just another woman there. And Lockie is so excited. Like, how many women do you need? I'm sorry. If that happened to me, I would be like, too many.
Yeah.
Too many now.
Caitlin.
Don't bring me more. I remember that was what Matt Agnew was like, right? Or was it a honey badger? One of them, I can't remember. They brought in intruders and he got rid of most of them straight away because he was like,
too much.
Too much.
Yeah, I think that was honey badger I don't know.
Yeah, it was overwhelming, whatever it was. But he seems very excited about this woman in the wedding dress whose name I don't
Caitlin.
Know. Did you write her
name? Her name's Caitlin. She's Caitlin. 26 and she's from the Gold Coast.
Good on Caitlin for being here. So this is obviously going to, you know, fortify the other girls as the originals because she's come in 45 minutes late.
Yes.
And it ends here. Usually you would see the single date. You would see the group date. You would see the single time after the group date. You would see the cocktail party. You would see the rose ceremony. All we have seen is the single date and the group date. We haven't even seen the single time that he's going to spend. We haven't seen the photo shoot, I think. That he's going to spend with
I think
Caitlin?
We did do the photo shoot. I think they did it in front of the girls. I think so.
Well, I was mentally checked out for that. They were like, are they kissing? No, they weren't kissing, but they were very close. So we haven't seen like half of what we would usually see in this episode.
Oh, I'm sad now that you've pointed that out. Because I didn't get to see it, but because if the season's dragged out,
it's gonna be a nightmare.
Too long. Edit these down. It's not, you're gonna lose viewers, I swear. You will lose viewers, because you know what? People don't have to go to work to talk to everybody anymore. Everybody's working from home. Okay, well, where I am and where Numi is, everybody's working from home. And
yes,
you're not hanging around in the lunchroom. You don't have to talk about The Bachelor. Edit these down. I say that as one half of a podcast where we do not do any editing, except we write down the time to cut out the bits so that we don't have to listen back to it. Sorry.
I'm not doing it anymore. I can't do it. That's if you want the podcast to come 5 days late, that is what will happen if I have to listen to the podcast, because I will just avoid it. Anyway, that amazingly, that brings us to the end of this week. That's fucking crazy. Yeah. I feel like this season will mostly just be us talking about our lives, because there's not going to be much to talk about.
I mean, honestly, that's what people like the most, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like our audience is split between people saying, please review another show, and people saying, please stop reviewing shows. So we'll never please everyone. But this is maybe a good middle
ground. That is true. Sorry.
We have two new reviews.
No, I assume that is because we cancelled the pod.
Yes.
This is what always happens.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they actually both happened right after we posted the last podcast. So this one is by Culturally Literate Australian. And they've written a review called Bula. Bula, this is an excellent podcast, Bula. It's always the highlight of my week /4 days/2 weeks/ whenever you choose to post it. Bula, keep up the good work, Bula. Looking forward to more, Bula. Did I mention that I learnt one word of Fijian? Bula. Well, to you, I would say Bula.
And also to you, I would say we have been posting every Monday regularly for like 4 or 5 weeks now.
That's very impressive. I'm going to have to edit this today and get it out ASAP. We can't break our streak.
No.
And then we have another review from Popcats. They say, is Osher a robot? Osher has hair that is too perfect. He can't seem to move his arms, legs, and torso in unison, as if they are parts from three different people cobbled together to make the perfect TV host. Is he a robot? Is he the perfect TV host? Who knows? And some might rightly say, who cares? This podcast is great to listen to while eating a ham and pineapple pizza posters. Thank you so much for that lovely review.
Thank you.
I think you're right. I also love ham and pineapple pizza. And I do think, Usher is quite robotic, but in a beautiful way. I love Usher. We love Usher. What's there to complain about?
Would you like to rejoin? I was just going to see if I sat silently, if you would just keep talking like about Usher in a weird way.
Well, thank you for leaving me out to dry while I just watch your eyes.
I'll read the song description now. As always, we use Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. And the song this week that I chose is called Breakdown. And unfortunately, this one isn't one of Kevin MacLeod's great descriptions where he goes off on a random tangent that doesn't describe the music at all. This one does just kind of describe the music. So this is the description. A rock standard drum kit kicks out a quick and steady beat. The simplicity of the music calls for simple content that is driving and powerful without being overbearing, which is how I would describe our voices as we sing along to this. Driving and powerful without being overbearing.
Well, that's your opinion. I think some people would disagree with that.
I don't know. Some people have made our various songs their ringtones. So agree to disagree.
If there's one thing about us, I would say it's that we're relaxing to listen to.
Yes, definitely. We definitely don't fight. We're not abrasive. We don't yell at each other ever. Okay,
anyway,
that's the end.
Thanks for listening. Sorry that I had coffee. I won't do that next week. But, you know, honestly, it's better than nothing. What do you want to do? Watch the show? I'll tell you. It'll be a mistake. Okay. Do not watch this season.
Bye.
Bye. I need help.
Bitch. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.